The Wonderful Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Dorothy lived in the midst of the great Kansas prairies with Uncle Henry, who was a farmer, and Aunt Em, who was the farmer's wife. Their house was small. There were four walls, a floor, a roof, a cook stove, cupboard, table, chairs, a big bed in one corner, and a little bed in another. There was no cellar, except a small hole in the ground, called a cyclone cellar, where the family could go in case one of those great whirlwinds arose, mighty enough to crush any building in its path. It was reached by a trap door in the middle of the floor. When Dorothy stood in the doorway and looked around, she could see nothing but the great gray prairie. Not a tree nor a house broke the sweep of flat country that reached to the edge of the sky in all directions. Once the house had been painted, but the sun blistered the paint, and the rains washed it away, and now the house was as dull and gray as everything else. The sun and wind had changed Aunt Em, too. They had taken the sparkle from her eyes and the red from her cheeks and lips. She was thin and gaunt, and never smiled now. When Dorothy, who was an orphan, first came to her, Aunt Em had been so startled by the child's laughter that she would scream and press her hand upon her heart, and she still looked at the little girl with wonder that she could find anything to laugh at. Uncle Henry never laughed. He worked hard from morning till night, and he was gray also, from his long beard to his rough boots. It was Toto that made Dorothy laugh. He was a little black dog, with long silky hair and small black eyes. Toto played all day long, and Dorothy played with him.